Hey, guess what? It is already December 15th. And even more important, it is already our 12th episode of Inspiring Innovation Learning Moments podcast. Hi, this is Marv Pikla and your host. And yes, it's very hard to believe that we have had a whole year of monthly podcast messages. When we first started in January, I really wasn't sure exactly how well my short thought-generating messages would be received. Well, I am pleased and kind of proud to say that I sure appreciate everybody out there listening. But enough about history. This month, let's talk about maybe the difference between customer service and service to a customer. First, what do you think of when you hear the words customer service? Well, me, I think about that policy statement on the wall. Yeah, that picture of a smiling employee and the thank you that you get when you're up there by the cash register paying the bill. And all of these elements are important in any industry. But it's not really what I mean and what I think about when I think about service to a customer. In my mind, service to a customer means its actions. What do you do? What actions do you take when you're helping them with services and products and maybe information needs? You have read it and heard it before in my Triple I Time blog messages. Real service to a customer is what you do. It's what you do to make them feel special, one of a kind, that sense of urgency in their need, and that they truly made the right decision in talking to you about help. Many times individuals or organizations are looking for help to better, you know, expand their products, market themselves, maybe fix a personnel question, and the list goes on. And so that first time, that first moment, you gotta be a great listener to discuss and explore the options and the opportunities to have that real solid beginning. And during this listening, idea-generating time, it is critical that you do not put their need in that standard category. I mean category. When you do that and go in that direction, your service to customer need, it kind of is diminished because you dismiss the importance of making their service special, and instead you pursue and encourage a service option that is more convenient and easier for you to deliver. You know what I'm saying? The result is the creation and delivery of a customer service footprint that looks and feels like so many others. Another service to the customer challenge comes around when they ask, like, Marv, please make me, my business, my organization, my staff better. Make me better, but don't change us too much. Let me say that again. Please make me, my business, my organization, my staff better, but don't change me. If you are committed to great service to a customer, this option is not possible. You have to help them change. So, bottom line, what are the learning moments for this customer service to customer takeaway? Number one, listen carefully, but don't waste valuable time and energy rehashing the problem question. Get to solutions. Number two, use words like unique and new and customized. Your special, continually special push will be solid. Number three, hold up the mirror and ask them directly, is this what you want to still look like going forward, or do you want to be different? Number four, stress that service to customers is a continuous improvement project, not just an all or nothing mandate. And finally, blend fun into the event. Fun will open more doors that sometimes appeared to be locked. I think you know what service to a customer needs to be. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk more next month.